We have Howard Grant Bramhall joining us in the studios now. He recently was named the top regional winner in the boys under 12 age division at the Elks Regional Soccer Shootout Program. He's in the studios with us. Good morning, young man. How are you?
I'm good.
That's pretty cool. How did you manage to get such an honor? You really went out and worked for it, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Well, tell me about how you got involved in soccer in the first place. How long have you been playing?
Since kindergarten.
What do you like best about soccer?
That it's action-packed and you have to move everywhere.
You gotta run, don't you?
Yep.
Do you like to run?
Yes.
What position do you play?
Forward, midfield, and yep.
Those main positions?
Mm-hmm.
Who's your coach, by the way? Do you have several?
Yes, I have several.
Okay. And you just wrapped up one of your sports seasons, didn't you?
Yes.
All right. And you're getting ready to, now you're playing basketball?
Yes, I am playing basketball.
All right. We're going to talk about that in just a second, but tell us how you got involved in the Elks Regional Soccer Shootout. Is that something you've been doing for a couple of years?
No, this is my first year doing it.
What made you decide to do it?
That it looked cool and it was finally back because they decided to add a sport.
So tell us how you competed, the different levels that you were at.
I competed at Jackson, Jefferson City, and El Dorado, Kansas.
What did you have to do to advance on?
You'd have to get the most points, and you have to hit the ball in the right position to get however many points that spot costs in the goal.
So you didn't just have to kick the ball, you had to kick the ball accurately, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And how did you do? What was your score?
54.
54 out of how many?
75.
Well, that's pretty good. And your second place finisher didn't even have 50 points, right?
Yeah.
That is very cool. So you competed against boys from a lot of different states to win this title, too.
Yeah.
Where were they from?
Colorado, Nebraska, Kansas, and Oklahoma.
Now, you did a bunch of corner kicks. Explain those.
Yeah, I did corner kicks to get the most points because they cost 5. And that's the max points you can get.
What do you think of the Elks for helping to sponsor this for you?
I think that they're great.
Yeah. Now, you had a really unique way of training for this. You didn't just train with regular old soccer goals, did you?
No. I trained with a hay bale.
How do you play soccer using a hay bale?
You kick it at the center or the top corners where the goalie can't catch it.
All right. And you did pretty good with that?
Yeah.
Where'd you get the hay bales?
From my farm.
From your farm? All right. Whose hay bales were they?
Ours.
Ours? Okay. Okay. Do you have to, like, pick up those hay bales in the summer and move them around?
I pick them up with a tractor.
How about your family? Who's really supported you while you're doing this?
Cullen, my mom, and grandma. Mostly Cullen.
Mostly Cullen. He's your twin brother, right?
Mm-hmm. He's my biggest fan.
And he did pretty good in this tournament too, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He came third place.
Third place. Do you guys compete against each other sometimes?
Yes, sometimes.
Who usually wins?
Me.
You? Cullen, are you sure you don't want to come over here and get your 2 cents worth in? You're playing basketball now. Who's your coach of basketball?
Steve Mell.
Does he do a pretty good job?
Yes, he does a great job.
Now, what position do you play in basketball?
Point guard and wing.
Okay. So would you rather be the guy that shoots the ball, or would you rather be the guy that passes the ball to someone else who then makes the big shot?
Shoots the ball.
You want to be the shooter? And you go to St. Paul School right now, right?
Yes.
And they support you a lot in this, too,
yes,
don't they?
Yes, they do.
So you like going to school there?
Yes.
I know you're only in the fifth grade. Oh, yeah, and something else that you pointed out to me, when you competed with this Elks, you were competing against a bunch of older boys, weren't you?
Yes.
Wow. Did that make you nervous at all?
Yes and no.
Why yes and no?
Yes, because I thought they were bigger and they were sixth graders. And then no, because I saw that they were only kicking at the bottom of the goal.
So you thought, I can do this, right?
Yes.
Do you want to do this again next year?
Yes.
Yes? And soccer is something you're going to continue to play until you're out of high school?
Yes.
Have you figured out what you want to be when you're done with school?
Yes.
What's that?
An accountant.
An accountant?
Mm-hmm.
So you're pretty good with numbers.
Yep, I am good with math.
What's 12 times 12?
144.
Wow, you are pretty good with numbers. And I know there was a lot of driving around with all this, so I know between your mom and grandma, you really appreciate them, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, they went the extra mile for you, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Didn't they? Is there anything else about all this that you think was really cool that we haven't talked about?
I would like to thank Mr. Edwards for helping run this soccer shoot.
He was a member of the Elks, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, I want to say congratulations. It's not too often we get the best of the best, but that's who we have in the studios with us. Howard Grant, thanks for being here today.
You're welcome.
All right. Howard Grant Bramhall joining us today on the radio. He recently was the big winner in the 12U age group at the Elks Regional Soccer Shootout program. He's been our guest today on the radio.